Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Thompson, and I'm here with Dawn.
Hi.
And
yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. So I am an IT manager here at UCLA, and I run the learning management system and some other connected learning technologies that connect to the LMS. And Dawn, what do you do?
I'm an IT manager. Thank you. I'm the IT manager for the Department of Psychology. So we take care of all the computing issues in the department, from administrative to research to educational or teaching sorts of things. And one of the areas that we're responsible for is the computer labs. So I'll be talking a little bit about what we've done with printing in our computer lab.
Great, thanks. And yeah, the overarching theme of this presentation is printing, and how does this printer get connected to some other campus services like the learning management system, the registrar, or the class schedule, those sorts of things. You know,
yeah.
So there's overlap between what I do and what you do, Dawn.
Right. So just for a little more background, we've got in our computer lab area four different labs. And in each lab previous to this year, we had a dedicated printer. And students could just print essentially whatever they wanted. And that caused certain problems, but we were muddling along as best we could until we found a better solution for printing. So I will tell you, and Nick will tell you more about this in the next slide, that our primary motivator for printing with the kiosk was to get some of the burden of managing the printing off of the staff. But as we've done that, we've discovered that there are these other really nice advantages for our students. And that's what this slide is trying to show, that they're very convenient. We've got the kiosks are located inside the computer lab and or in a main lobby area, so they're easy to get to. They're very reliable. The kiosks all have the same printer type, same configuration, and the WIPA vendor that we're using has selected something that's really robust. The print quality is really good. The students have been real pleased with the both black and white and color. Prints come out just the way they should, not wrinkled, not smeared. And they're very accessible. Their students don't have to be sitting at a computer in order to print. There's lots of other ways that they can get their print job to the printer, since this is a cloud-based print service.
And during the course of this presentation, if any of you that are online or listening have any questions, please feel free. You don't have to wait until the end to ask any questions about anything that Dawn or I say. Just type it in the chat, and we'll answer your questions as we see them.
Right. So Nick will tell you about some of the other improvements and benefits that we've seen.
So originally, there's no point in solving a problem that's not there. So that begs the question, what is the problem with the old solution that we had of printers in the labs? And as you can see from this slide, one big thing is sourcing the print materials, the print supplies. You got to get paper, you got to buy paper, you got to buy the cartridges, toners, rollers, you got to troubleshoot the problems with the printer itself. Then you have to go in and do repairs. And I came from the math department, and we had people that were PA4s, high-level engineers, that were troubleshooting very basic and almost issues with printers that really wasn't, you know, it's not getting the biggest bang for our buck out of those types of engineers. And so moving to something like what we did, the kiosk, it really alleviates a lot of that burden. All the supplies come, they know we need supplies before we know that we need supplies. Yeah, we still have to have someone put it in, but as Dawn can attest to, everything is easy to install. There's no tools that are required. It's just sort of plug and play as far as a hardware perspective.
Right.
And Alex, I see that you asked the question about what LMS we are using here at UCLA. We use Moodle, and we'll actually show you a little bit of how that integration looks. The vendor that we chose to go with, I'm sure they would be willing to integrate with other LMSs, but we use Moodle. So dealing with printers in the lab, it just costs a lot of man hours, and there's no easy solution because you don't have enough work to justify a full-time employee fixing these types of things. So you end up assigning other staff to do it, and it just is not easy. And then as far as the benefits are concerned, you know, Don just went over them where, you know, the quality is great. There's no wrinkles or fades. The convenience is through the roof because you have now these kiosks not only in the lab but in the hallways. And so students can literally access these print jobs from anywhere. I mean, they go – or any time. They go in and go – they don't have to – get inside the computer lab or anything. They just go to the hallway kiosk and print their task.
Right.
So let's move on to the next slide.
Okay.
So there's several integrations that we had to do to really come up with a very effective solution. And the first of those integrations is the campus EduRoam. We wanted to be part of our campus network. We've also integrated with our single sign-on, which is Shibboleth, and our Bruin card. So what happens is the student will swipe their Bruin card, and once they connect their Shibboleth logon with their Bruin card, they could access the kiosk from simply swiping their Bruin card, which is great. And additionally, if you're printing a job in the hallway, that begs the question, how do you get the job to the printer? And this slide, I think, illustrates that pretty accurately. You can upload it from your computer. You can send it from your phone. You can use a USB drive. You can send an email address to a certain email that will then send it to your account on the WIFA station, or you can connect any number of cloud services that any of your accounts, like, you know, Box or Google Drive or whatever, and the WIFA kiosk station will access those documents from your account. And so, really, you know, if you want to print something, you can in the morning send something to your account, and then later in the day between classes or whatever, you go to the WIPA kiosk. The job is there waiting for you, so you don't print it from the computer. You send it to your account, to your WIPA, you know, your WIPA account, and then at the station is when you would click print. It would print it right then and there, and now you have your document. So The integrations are key, and WIPA in particular as a company have been really wonderful in helping us do these integrations and working really closely with us. Let's go on to the next slide now. And we're going to explore these integrations a little bit more in depth. So as you can see, all major cloud services are covered. We have Drive, we have Box, we have Dropbox, Office 365, and OneDrive. Now, also here is Moodle. So for those of you that use Moodle on your campus, the integration is already done. We've solved that problem, and it was not a trivial problem either. Getting a little bit technical, you have to enable the mobile app, which allows web services to be available on your Moodle instance. And then the folks over at WIPA developed against the Moodle API to be able to connect this kiosk to the learning management system. Now, the one of the challenges is how do you present the interface such that it's a consistent look and feel from everything else that you have access to? So Drive, Box, Dropbox, you know, how do you get a consistent look and feel? And I think they've done an excellent job of implementing that and integrating Moodle into their suite of services that they offer. And we have an older screenshot here that you can see back when this development first started. It's now a little bit out of date, but you can see there when someone logs in, they have a choice between all the different services, and you see Moodle there is just an added choice that they can click on. It's a touch screen. So they click on that, and all their course content would be shown in a just a clear list of files that you can pick from and choose to print out whatever file you want. So let's now look at a little video that they've created for us that demonstrates this happening.
Let me know if you want me to pause this at any point.
Okay. And try to make it full screen if you can. So you see here, this is a single sign-on. They're logging into their Shibboleth account. And this is a view after they sign in. They have there the list of files to print. You can swipe your Bruin card also, which connects your Bruin card to your Shibboleth account. But you log into Moodle through this WIPA station, and it'll list all of the files on your course. So you're first presented with a list of your courses. You click on the course, and then you dive down and you drill down into which file you want to print. It's sort of like File Explorer on Windows or any sort of file management system. You just drill down and get the exact file you want to print, and then you print it. So it's a pretty smooth experience, and we're pretty happy with it.
Okay, Nick, I think this is still you.
Yeah, it is. So next, what improvements have we seen on this? Did you switch over? Okay, my computer's a little lagged, so there we go. So the student impact. What have the students said? How have we implemented this? What are some of the nuts and bolts behind it? Well, this slide's a little bit old, but there was a survey that we did, and 90% of those that were surveyed said that the quality was either high or very high. 75% or more of the student print jobs are done via the lab, so there's a driver installed on the lab computers. The way we deal with accounting is previously my lab in the math department and Dawn's lab, where she's at, we would give students a free, let's say, $5 credit. And if they blew through their initial quota or allotment of print, they would have to come in and purchase more. Well, under this model, what we do is they're given a $4.50 instructional print credit per quarter, and a standard black and white page is 9 cents, and they use that money to print on the kiosk. When they use up that allotment, they can buy more, but instead of us having to negotiate and finagle with the students and them saying, you know, oh, give me a discount or whatever, you know, it's not up to us anymore. They go directly to WIPA, and they can purchase additional print credits, and that will allow them to print more. And it also begs the question, well, how does WIPA charge us? If a student doesn't use their print credits, we're not losing money. So we pay for each page printed. Alex, you asked if they're double-sided or single-sided. This is single-sided, I believe. Price goes up per double-sided, and it goes up if it's not black and white. So this is a base cost. It does definitely go up. And I think
can I just add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
The $450 is to be spent however they want. So if they want to do all double-sided or all color, it's fine. You know, we just tried to pick a number that we thought would cover about 50 black and white pages per quarter. The other important thing to note here on this slide is this is talking about psychology users only. So this credit that's given is given to students who are currently taking a psychology course. Other people are eligible to print, but they don't get that $450 per quarter.
Correct. And so, you know, this has worked out really well because now we don't have to deal with the students and add into their accounts. We had the Print Manager Plus we were running in the math department, so that wouldn't be needed. So it's a really great solution with that. And nearly all the students who responded said they would like to see more. And so when we originally rolled this out, there was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Don, I think there were three. And
four kiosks here in the psychology department.
Four. And now we're moving to a lot more places. We're moving into the dorms. We're moving into places in the library. So it's rolling out all over campus, really, and we're trying to get more adoption. But so far it's been really good. There's some other hidden impacts. And one is, you know, printing is a commitment. People are a lot more careful about what they print since the funding and availability is transparent. Students now don't print willy-nilly, and there's a lot of – there used to be at least a lot of wasted paper where people would print, oh, that's not what I want, whatever. Now it's – you know, there's a lot more accountability than I think was there before. Additionally, when someone needs to print – before, when you have a printer in the lab, someone would have to go into the lab, log into their account, take up a seat or multiple seats if there's multiple people trying to print, and there's a cost to that. And so now, with students being able to print from their mobile phones, sending an email, or connected to the learning management system, they don't even have to go to the lab to print anymore. They can print, walk into the lab and log into the kiosk, print it from there, or just go to the hallway kiosk and take care of it there.
Right.
Alex, you had a question? Were you going to say something, Mom?
Oh, no, I was just going to reiterate how terrific that is for us because all of our space is so valuable, and so to be able to free up space because people can do their work another way is a great advantage.
Yeah, and we don't have to be the print police. You know, oh, I messed up. I didn't mean to print that. Can I get a credit of 5 pages? No. You get what you get. If you want more,
right,
you know how to get more. Alex, you did ask a question. So is it 9 cents for all other people? And Don, do you want to answer that?
Well, yeah. So we initially started with our WEPA agreement last September, so September 2015. And the prices that we settled on ran through a year. During that year, ASCCLA created a separate agreement with WEPA with a different pricing model. And so the prices are slightly different for those kiosks that are not part of psychology. And I personally wasn't too worried about that. We talked a little bit about how, you know, the price of a Coke at the vending machine over in the math department is different than it is over at the psychology department. And so that doesn't seem to be a big concern. I mean, I would like for the campus to standardize on a price model, and I think we'll probably get to that point. But for now, there are differences, but they're, you know, pennies, very, very few cents of difference.
Yeah, I think as adoption increases, we'll definitely standardize on a pricing model. That's been the trend at UCLA. You know, sort of things are ad hoc for a little bit until adoption reaches a critical mass and then pricing gets standardized. And Daniel commented in chat that they can vary the price by student, guest, and staff. So if we as an institution or psychology had a need to price things differently for different people, Alex, then they have that flexibility. But I don't think we're there yet where the pricing schema is not real robust and there are some inconsistencies. But I think that'll coalesce, you know, in time.
Right.
You want to go to the next slide, Don?
Sure. And this is something that we can spend more time on if people want later. But just to give you a quick overview of this, is again psychology's cost analysis, and it's somewhat informal, but I will try and describe what we measured here. So previously, we were spending what we estimate to be about $8,000 on hardware and consumables per year, and that is not just paper and toner, but it's the cost of new printers, you know, over a four-year period, and then we kind of, you know, average that down to a yearly cost, and everything that goes along with maintaining and fixing the printers. So now we're going to expect to spend closer to $5,000 just for hardware and consumables, and that price represents what we would pay as part of our WIPA agreement. And then, of course, the big savings is in staff time. You know, we used to spend a lot of time, and this is detailed in this document that you can reference down below, as Nick mentioned earlier, managing student print quotas, loading paper, you know, teaching students how to use the system, teaching our lab proctors. We still have some staff time that goes towards supporting printing because we do still have to load paper, but we don't have to repair and we don't have to manage print balances and all that kind of stuff.
And Alex actually asked a question in chat that I think you just answered right now, which is, you know, WIPA supplies the toner and paper, but who actually does the work of replacing the toner and paper?
Right. And so in the psychology department, it's the same people who were doing it before, so that's our lab proctors. So, again, as Nick mentioned earlier, we get notified. WIPA has a really nice automated system that sends us notices when printer needs attention. Lab proctor walks over and does what needs to be done, whether it's replace the toner or replace the paper.
So we don't even have to check when it needs. So they send us the toner ahead of time, and they notify us when we need to replace it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And on top of that, as far as the repairs, you know, yeah, there are some things that we need to do ourselves. But again, it's the troubleshooting that takes a lot of time. And the repairs that are done are literally plug and play. I mean, anyone can do it. It's not a challenging task.
Yeah, I think I was mentioning earlier, I like the fact that for many things you don't even need a tool, not a screwdriver. You can just use your hands.
Yeah.
Replace a belt. Yeah, it's nice.
Did you want to go into the slides, Dawn, or is that too much?
Let me just show you that you can, anyone who is interested can bring up this cost analysis. Sorry, it's hard to read here, but that's that first page that showed, you know, our costs when we were maintaining the printers ourselves. We've got some average hourly rates here, and then how much time was spent doing a particular task. And then the second page shows what we're spending with our new print kiosk solution. So there's a lot of detail. I don't know that we need to take time going through this right now, but
yeah.
Anyone...
But it's open, right? Anyone can access it if they wanted to, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put the link in the chat by any chance?
Let's see.
And while you're doing that, I can start talking about some future work that we plan on doing. So we're not done yet. We want to continue to increase adoption, continue to increase the integration with the campus. And I mentioned that the LMS, that is one key integration that is absolutely a must. The other thing, and this will cover 99% of use cases, and yeah, that's a made-up statistic, but we want students to be able to access their class roster from these print kiosks. Oftentimes at the beginning of the school or what have you, you'll have people that want to quickly see their class roster and refer to it. If they can go to this kiosk, look at their class roster and print it out, that would be a huge win. I think that combined with the LMS covers almost every use case that people want besides just obviously printing. So once we get that integration done, I think it'd be a hard sell not to use these kiosks as other lab printers are expiring.
Yeah, that was kind of key for us. We were coming up at the end of our fiscal year and needing to decide to reinvest in another set of printers for the next 4 years or maybe to try something different. And the timing was right, and we were able to get this agreement with WEPA, and it's been working out really well for us.
I love this last slide. It perfectly illustrates the ease of use that if this tiny little girl can use the kiosk, anyone can. I mean,
right.
It's really as easy as you swipe your Bruin card and you have access to all of your resources, whether it be your class roster, your LMS, your Dropbox, and Google Drive documents. You have access to everything. So.
Yep.
With that being said, are there any questions that I know, Alex, you asked them as we were going, which we appreciate. Does anyone else
the
have
conference
any?
Has been unmuted.
No, you answered all the questions. Thank you very much for me.
Okay.
Daniel made a comment that we have fourth graders using this system at a K-12 institution. So.
Great.
Oh, that's interesting. How about people that are visitors? What do you guys do? They don't have credentials. Can they take a credit card and do this for themselves, or how does it work for those?
Yeah, it is.
No.
It is technically possible for the stations to take credit cards. We're not taking them in psychology, but the other stations that are being deployed by ASUCLA can take credit cards. And there is a provision for a person to either create a guest account for themselves in the WEPA Cloud service, or they can get like a guest release code. Daniel, if you're on, maybe you want to comment on that. We just don't use that very often.
I am here now. Thank you, Dawn. And hi, everyone. I'm Daniel Ritchie from WEPA. For visitors and guests, we do actually have several ways they can print without even creating an account. The software that is deployed to lab computers has an optional guest printing button. So you can have a button that says, no account, just give me a WEPA code. So they can push that button, and it gives them a six-character WEPA code that they can take to any print station and enter it to get the document. But a lot of guests use email. Anyone can email a document to us at print@weepanow.com and get a reply back with a code that can be used at any print station, and that works whether you have an account or not. And then a lot of visitors, of course, can walk up to the print station and print from their USB drive or print by signing into Google Drive or Dropbox or those other services.
Thank you, Daniel. And by the way, just a point of clarification, this isn't a sales call for WEPA. We had a need to get a print kiosk, and that's just been the company that we've chosen to go with because they've been so accommodating as far as being willing to develop all these custom integrations to our campus. I think any print kiosk solution is probably a good one. The key that you need to tackle, though, is the campus integrations, and I think that's key. If you are looking at a kiosk solution, be sure to question the vendor and talk about what campus integrations they're willing to do for you. Although I do know WEPA has done a lot for us, and anything that they've done for us is obviously available to everyone since they already did the work for it. But, yeah, that is key, is the campus integrations. And so that's why it's been wonderful to work with them. Does anyone else have any questions that they would like to ask? Everyone's unmuted, so you feel free to talk. If not, then we'll end this call.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
I'll just add that if anyone wants to reach out independently, I'd be happy to talk to you as well.
Yeah, same here. My information is, you can get it. So, well, thank you for all coming, and we appreciate you visiting us. We'll end the meeting now.